Christmas bells are ringing from a little country church. The choir is singing carols of our Lord and Savior's birth. The moonlight on the snowfall guides a sleigh ride through the night on a Blue Ridge Christmas Eve tonight.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're so glad that you guys are joining us today because this is a very, very special show. You know, we did all of that contest and people calling in and we had our winners. We're now here enjoying those prizes, which included a trip to Hendersonville and a stay at the Highland Lake Inn and Resort, which is so beautiful, Doc Bill. But did you know that it started in the 1700s as a grits mill?
It's incredible.
I know, it's really incredible. And moving through the 1800s to the 1900s, they became Highland Lake Club with not a lot of success, but then moving on to, you know, becoming what they are known as today. I mean, it's a fantastic, beautiful, beautiful location. And when you think about Hendersonville, and not only Hendersonville, but just North Carolina, I mean, the produce that you can grow here, the apples, we've already heard about that, the apple festivals. I mean, the food is just delicious. And we've had some great meals already here at the Highland Inn Resort.
Yeah, this place here is incredible. And the restaurant this morning that we had, an incredible buffet. I mean, from the cheese grits to a variety of fresh fruits, a variety of breakfast meats. Then we had nice rolls, and then we had biscuits. I mean, it's a really, really good spread, and I definitely appreciate it. And we're also very good to have with us here the executive chef, Steve Bossier.
Hello, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great.
Thanks for joining us, guys, and being part of our property up at Highland Lake. Thank you.
Well, we certainly are enjoying the food that we're eating, but tell me a little bit about your inspiration and just how you come up with all these great, great meals.
You know, the beautiful thing about Seasons Restaurant in Highland Lake is Seasons, we're a seasonal restaurant, meaning we're open year-round. However, we change menus every season. We have an organic garden on site, which we start basically in February bringing in seeds. So inspiration is basically from the land and from the area. Antibiotic, hormone-free, purchasing local, thousands of miles fresher. Farm to fork, farm to table. You know, that's pretty much our vision here at Highland Lake and our inspiration.
What are some of your favorite dishes that you really enjoy?
I really enjoy stuff that takes time now. More braised items, you know, as a beef pork belly, short ribs, pig cheeks, for instance.
Wow.
Lamb shoulders, you know, I love low and slow braises. That's some of my favorite dishes, you know, and twisting a nice classical dish, maybe with like a German dumpling, you know, or a nudi, with a nice heavy sauce, you know, simple but very flavorful.
Could you tell me how you came to work here and a little bit about your cooking background?
Oh, sure thing. I grew up in a German household, first generation German, so food was important to us. Mom and my grandparents, very important. So I was basically around food, trying things when I was a kid, and I kind of fell in love with cooking. It kind of fit my lifestyle, I guess, 20 years ago. Kitchens were a little bit different. So I started excelling in different kitchens, and I was at Biltmore Forest Country Club for a lot of years, left there as their interim executive chef. And then I moved up to Philadelphia for many years, and we came back a few years back, and, you know, this place opened up. So inspiration is definitely from my family, you know. Food is love, you know, and what it does to people when you have a good dish, you know, and how it makes people feel, and the memories people can have from a certain smell, taste, or from a certain dish.
Now, you mentioned this place started as a grist mill. Do you guys utilize a lot of the product, grits and things like that from here?
Here's the thing. Being in the South, we do use grits. We do use grits. Funny story, 20 years ago, when I first started cooking, I tried to cook grits, and it was not a good thing. My grandmother was German, so she did not cook grits. So I've learned to cook grits, and we use grits. I have a shrimp and grits. On the menu right now, we do rice grits. We like to use local products. Anson Mills has a great grit line out, too. Carolina Gold Rice is another great product a lot of chefs are using these days. So we use a lot of grits out here.
And we're very familiar with some of those products, too. They make really great meals, definitely great meals. But now, do you have an organic farm here on a garden here on the property?
Yeah, we do have a farm on the property at our grand old hall. There's where the lake is, the gardens in between that, and it's an organic garden. We run it probably a good 7-8 months out of the year, you know, during the season. And we do anything from tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes, lots of herbs, you know. We were doing lemongrass this year as well, which did extremely well. Beans, you know, several different types of squashes. And then we get into our winter varietal. We do pumpkins, you know, for the aesthetics, that sort of thing. Butternut squashes, acorn squashes, that kind of thing. So it's a fully functional gardening.
Do you use much sorghum in your cooking?
I do. That's something that took it's been around Appalachian cooking for a long time, and it's really made a big surge probably the past 6, 7, 8 years. And so I do use a lot of that, and we actually use a local product for that, which I get out of Asheville.
Oh, it's incredible. Well, the food is very good. It's very well, you know, it's the presentation. Everything is good. How about trout? Do you make use of the local trout?
Yeah, trout's another thing. Funny thing, when I was up north, I didn't cook trout for 6 years. I come back down south, and I use this company called Sunburst Trout. They're west of Asheville, one county west, up in Crusoe, which is Canton, North Carolina. Super great product. I've been using Sunburst Trout probably for the past 15 years. It's day fish, which basically means I get it the day that it's processed. So, yeah, it's a beautiful product. So if you're in tonight, please, somebody on the table should order the trout with that beautiful fall succotash. It's a great dish, yes. Mm. And an apple cider reduction, so there's a little plug on the apples, as you were discussing earlier.
Sounds delicious. Sounds really good. So can you give us a little bit of information about what we are going to have tonight? Maybe just a little sneak? Or is it going to be a surprise?
You know, here's the thing. Like we're going to be doing some hors d'oeuvres for you guys tonight as well. So I'm going to just kind of leave that to a surprise for you guys, okay?
I love a surprise. And
that's why I was asking, what do you guys like? You know, they said, Doc Bill, you were the foodie out of the group. So maybe after this segment, I can question you a little bit more in detail and kind of see what you're going to get into and what you prefer. But it'll be eclectic. I'm going to do some eclectic food for you guys probably today with a little southern twist. So.
But now when we go on your website, can we see the menu for seasons?
Oh, yes. You can see lunch, dinner, you know, breakfast. And also you can see many other different types of menus. And they change. I mean, basically the first day of the season, we're changed to the new menu, which definitely helps out with a lot of ingredients, you know, seasonal ingredients. It makes my job easy that I can change the menu. I'm not corporate. We can change the menu. If I have a farmer that comes by, look, Steve, I've got this great, you know, kabocha squash. All right, that's going on my menu tonight. It's a beautiful thing out here. Yes.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and we are really looking forward to this evening. We have dinner with you and hors d'oeuvres with you, and then we go on to see your Christmas carol.
Very nice.
We are definitely really in the Christmas spirit here. Now, let me ask you this last question before we wrap up. Do you prepare any type of Christmas dinner?
We do. We do a Christmas Eve buffet, which we usually try to hit 300-400 people, I believe. And then we do a big Christmas Day buffet, which is extremely elaborate. That's going to be 550-600 people. And then I'll have a pumpkin spice, like, cheesecake on the menu. So I do, like, little eclectic plays. And, you know, I mean, even for breakfast, you'll see. I mean, I don't use extremely amount of, like, cinnamon and nutmeg these days. It's kind of overrated, but I do incorporate a lot of things that kind of give you that Christmas flair. And we're open to the breakfast open to the public for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So please check us out and come see our website. Please check out some of our food as well. I'm sure you will be happy with it.
Now, you guys heard that. So you can come here for your Christmas dinner, breakfast, lunch. You can come here for that. And the website again is www.hlinn.com.
Correct.
Check out the menu there and head on up to Andersonville to the Highland Lake Inn and Resort, where we are broadcasting from today here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Be back in a minute.
I'll be home.